The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A.J. Hoffman, Burr Laminack, live at Big City Wings on Rayford. Come by and see us. We've actually got some Social Distortion Flogging Molly tickets to give away if you want to stop by for those. We've got a Johnny Cash cover band tickets to give away. Lots of fun and frivolity. You can see Radu.
I don't know why you'd want to.
I don't either. And you can see his buddy, the PCP user, who's. Do you still have that man bun? Yeah, I thought so.
You told him he used PCP because he has a man bun?
Well, no. I said when I think of people who use PCP, I think of, you know, guys like with skin. I actually said super skinny guys with forearm tattoos and man buns.
Does he have all that? Does he check all those boxes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then this was before I knew he had a man bun. And I looked over and I was like, oh, my God. I just totally described him as a PCP user.
He's going to eat your face now.
He might.
Once he's all on his PCPs and stuff, he's going to eat your face.
I saw some guy the other day, like, threw a baby and then blamed it on synthetic marijuana.
Threw a baby?
Yeah, he's just, like, walking through a grocery store parking lot and grabbed a baby seat and, like, threw it. And it, like, went rolling down the street.
How far?
I mean, didn't
matter. Not that it matters, but I'm just curious.
He's not like a world champion baby tosser.
How far does a baby fly?
Did he
cock it back, or was it like a?
It was sitting in the cart. He grabbed it out of the cart and just kind of flung it.
So was it more like a lawn dart, or was it like a discus throw?
It was more of a discus throw.
Did he spin one time?
No.
Didn't he heave the baby?
Nope. Just a casual boop. It didn't say a word to the mom.
Now, was the baby...
And then it rolled. Boop, 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 boop. But those seats are built for that, so
yes.
The baby wasn't hurt.
I don't know. Well, hold on. I said yes. I don't think the seats are built for that.
Well, you don't have children. I've tested all of my car seats.
You've thrown babies?
Exactly like that. Yeah, but they're my own babies, not someone else's.
I don't think in the manufacturing plant they're shoving fake babies in a car seat and like, hey, go find us some meth heads to throw these things around because we gotta test these quality assurance before we ship them.
That's exactly what they do.
They're made to survive a crash, not a baby tossing.
I mean,
it's the same thing.
God, it's so obvious you don't have kids. So painfully obvious.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
Like, I had to get a special car seat to go on the back of my Harley.
And, what?
Yeah, and it has to be rated a certain
so
way.
Stupid.
Just in case.
Little baby helmet with a mohawk on it.
Yeah.
Guys, do you have a leather jacket that says, if you can read this, the baby fell off?
Yeah, lost my baby. Oops.
If you see a baby with a helmet on, that's probably my baby. Please return it.
What's funny is I have a jacket that at the top, well, at the bottom, low, where the baby would have been lost, what the baby would have covered, it says lost baby. Up high on my shoulder, it says lost bitch.
Yeah, okay. So it's
one or the other. Depends who fell off.
Right. Sometimes if she's holding the baby, then they both fell off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully on her way off, she'll write and then fall.
Plus.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully she's got the wherewithal to help me out there.
Help me out a little bit.
Help finish the joke.
It's like, where's the baby? I know she fell off. What happened to the baby?
The Warriors losing last night, and not just losing. Because I think a lot of people, it was 3-1, there was people who just assumed that the Warriors are going to lose, which, okay,
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of over at that point.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
But after Game 5, it's like, uh-oh. Because I said all along, Game 5 would be the if the Warriors had to win three in a row, Game 5 would have been the toughest of those three to win. It was at Toronto. You know, like their backs were against the wall because Game 6 was going to be at Oracle, and Game 7 would have been a winner-take-all situation, super high pressure. I'll take the team that's been there the last 4 years over a team where, you know, one or two guys has won a championship. Nobody else has even sniffed one. So
But I think the one thing you didn't mention, though, is having a home court advantage in a Game 7 is huge in the NBA.
Oh, of course. It is. But if I had to choose which game would have been tougher for the Warriors, I would have said Game 5 over Game 7.
Okay.
That said, so let's say the series was over at that point. At that point, KD didn't have a blown-out Achilles.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson didn't have a torn ACL. Now, not only is this season over, next season is in serious flux. And I think there will still be teams that offer a Kevin Durant a max five-year deal, knowing that they're only going to get four of those years.
Oh, sure. There was three already that said that they were
– I'm sure the Knicks don't care.
No.
If the Knicks can get him, they'll do it.
He's a once-in-a-generation talent, a guy that's going to miss a year. You deal with that. If you have a chance to get him, you get him.
But he's going
to
be 32 years old, coming off a major surgery. You don't know what you're going to get out of that.
Yeah.
So if I'm the Warriors, I don't sign Kevin Durant to the long-term max deal. Because he'd be a super max for them. He would be like the bird rights and all that stuff. He'd get a lot. Because I think you're not so much better with him than you were without him.
So you're suggesting, though, that they try to sign Klay Thompson. They give Klay Thompson that money.
Absolutely.
And you go back to being the Warriors pre-Durant that was winning championships.
Yeah. Because if they sign both those guys, you're talking about getting close to $1 billion in luxury tax over the next 5 years.
Well, I don't think they would sign both. I think one of them goes. Here's the question. Let me just throw – because I tend to agree with you, but – so, number one, if you had the chance to sign one of the two or three best players on the planet to your team, don't you do that? And that's not Klay Thompson.
It's not.
Are the Warriors better with Steph and Durant, or are they better with Steph and Klay?
I mean, they've won a championship both ways.
Yeah.
The one time they didn't win a championship in that run was just Steph and Klay, and that was the best regular season team of all time.
Yep.
So I think here's what I'll say about it. The teams are so different when Kevin Durant's on the floor because they almost become the Rockets. The ball stops.
It gets sticky. Yeah, it all funnels through
when
Durant.
When Kevin Durant's not there, the ball moves all the time, and it's almost like they're arguing over who's not going to take the shot. It's like it's not like the Rockets where it's just pass until it gets to James and you know he's going to shoot.
Yeah,
it's I'll pass up the good shot for a great shot, and it's really fun to watch. That's why, and everybody thinks I'm like this huge Warriors fan because I really enjoy watching them play. Especially before Kevin Durant, I loved watching them even before they were. Before they were winning the championships, like when this was like 6-7 years ago when Mark Jackson was coaching, I would stay up late to watch them play the West Coast game because it was just brilliant. And they were good. They weren't great, but they were good. But they were easily the most pleasing team to watch. It was the most fun brand of basketball. Since Kevin Durant's been here, they're the best team. They've got the best players, but they're not as fun to watch. So selfishly, as someone who cares minimally about their actual success but likes to watch them play, I'd rather Kevin Durant not be there.
Okay.
So,
But the question is,
especially Kevin Durant,
are they better
missing a year and then coming back with a healed Achilles?
Well, here's the thing. So which duo is better? And this is something to consider.
Better players are Steph and Kevin Durant.
Okay. So something to consider, and I didn't know this. Joel is the one that told me. But if Kevin Durant stays, they get a bonus mid-level exception because of the injury.
It's like $9 million.
So they can bring in somebody else for that year, and then sign him. And so, I mean, you're talking about him. If he doesn't sign with them, you're talking about the difference of about $6 million a year over 5 years. That's $30 million. Yeah. That's a lot of money. And a lot of people are like, oh, but he's already got a lot of money. I don't care who you are and how much money you have.
Well, he came to the Warriors on the cheap.
If you have $30 million, you're not leaving that on the table.
Yeah.
So if they could get the mid-level exemption, but they get the injury
LeBron
exemption.
Did.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron could have stayed in Cleveland for much more money and said, no, you know what, not for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. I don't think a guy like Durant, now that he's got his rings, now it's about getting the money. And especially if you know that, hey, you're going to be the – because the thing that I think Klay Thompson might consider, too, is he's always been Robin. And remember, earlier this year, he was very frustrated. He wasn't getting his touches. He wasn't getting the ball a lot. It was Kevin Durant is ball dominant. Steph Curry's going to get his shots. You got DeMarcus Cousins in the mix that was trying to get his – It becomes an issue of, is there enough ball to go around? And maybe Klay Thompson feels underappreciated. I personally think if I'm them, the best scenario for the Warriors is Kevin Durant exercises his option this year because he knows he's out.
Yeah.
They get that mid-level exception, and then he can sign a supermax with them, and they just have, they see Klay go by the wayside.
I would never let Klay go. I think Klay is incredibly underrated. And
which part of his game, though? I don't think he's underrated.
I do. I think that there are I said this yesterday. I don't know if Klay Thompson is the kind of guy who, if he's the best player on your team, you can win a championship. But there might be six or seven of those guys in the whole league. So that's not really a knock. If Klay Thompson's your best guy, you're not winning a championship. Kyrie Irving saw how difficult it becomes
from Robin to Batman.
Yeah, yep. It's not always the best thing, but I contend to this day, if Klay Thompson was just the second best player on the Warriors, and he's the third best player on the Warriors, if he was the second best player on the Warriors, he's the best number two in the NBA.
Yeah, but if you have a chance to, it's just like pitching. If you have a chance to get a bunch of ones, you do that as opposed to a one and some twos and so forth. And, I mean, with Curry and Durant,
It's different. Pitching is different because that's an individual thing.
But I'm saying, like, you have two – okay, so just talk about tiers. Klay Thompson's not in the same tier as Steph Curry and Kevin Durant.
He's not.
So if you had a choice of a tier one guy and a tier two guy or two tier one guys, you're taking both of those tier one guys on your team if you have the money to do it.
Let's do a little game here. Let's say you're the Rockets. And you've got James Harden, and this is dream world. This wouldn't happen, but let's say you've got an opportunity to sign one of these two players. You can sign Klay Thompson to compliment James Harden, or you can sign Russell Westbrook to compliment James Harden. Which guy would you prefer? Knowing damn well that Russell Westbrook is an A-tier guy, Klay Thompson's a B-tier guy, which team is going to be better?
I see.
You know the answer to this.
Yeah, the answer is Klay Thompson, but
because Klay Thompson is a glue guy.
Westbrook's a different kind of player.
He's a defensive player.
Kevin Durant is, but Kevin Durant isn't a kind of guy that's strictly stats driven. I mean, that's the problem that I would have with. I don't mind Russell Westbrook's his ability to score, his ability to distribute the ball, his ability to play defense, his hustle, his will, his desire to win. All of that, he checks all those boxes. But I think the difference is that you feel like he's stats-driven. He's like, let me get mine, and then everyone else can get theirs. Well, you already have one of those. You already have one of those in James Harden. So I wouldn't want two of those. But if give me another one-tier guy that compliments James, and of course I would take that over.
My contention is that Klay Thompson is the best complimentary player for Steph Curry.
Really?
Yeah, because he's another guy who could shoot. And if Steph draws a double, particularly because Klay doesn't necessarily create his own shot, but you've got the best shooter in the world – and if he's doubled, the second best shooter in the world is standing across the court waiting for the ball.
All right, so if I play devil's advocate to that, I'll grant you that. I think Klay Thompson is a better three-point shooter than Kevin Durant. But Kevin Durant is a better offensive player than Klay Thompson. So if the shot's not falling, we've seen that. We saw that in this series. I showed you the shot chart for Steph Curry in the fourth quarter. He made one shot, and it was in the paint. And so when that shot's not falling, guess what Kevin Durant did to the Rockets when no one else could make a bucket? Mid-range game.
But who was
it's unstoppable because of how big he is, how long he is. I'll take that because when the shots aren't falling, it's like we talk about with James. When his shot's not falling, you got to get to the bucket.
But you know what?
You got to be able to score another way.
It's a totally different conversation right now when you talk about a 32-year-old Kevin Durant coming off a major, major injury.
That's a good point. Fair point.
So but I don't mean because an ACL at this point, an ACL is a big deal. It's not a mega deal. I mean, especially the technology has come so far.
20 years ago, this would be devastating.
I was able to fight a year after I tore my ACL.
Yeah. And that's taking a significant amount of punishment, leg kicks and all that stuff.
Klay Thompson's going to be back and as good as new in 8 months. I don't know what Kevin Durant's going to be. That's a significant injury that there's still not really a great fix for. It's like Tommy John in baseball. Once it happens, it's like,
well, there are guys that have come back. I mean, Boogie came back.
Does Boogie look like Boogie used to look?
I tell you what, when Durant went down, who stepped up biggest? Boogie did. Well, those 5 minutes that Durant was out of the game, that first 5 minutes, Boogie stepped up in a huge way. I think Boogie's problem isn't his ACL. I think it's his wind. It's his stamina and stuff like that. And mentally. That is a lot of his problem, too, is mentally.
All right, I got to tell you about my computer career. If you're not happy doing what you're doing, you're not making enough money, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and start something new. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No computer experience, no training, no problem, because helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. And you get 10 classes on campus or live online twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career, and it's more than a school because they're going to help you get hired. They work with employers that hire their students, so it helps you after you graduate as well. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Guys, classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Change my attempt, good intentions.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Join us out at Twin Peaks Kirby location on Tuesday, June 18th from 4 to 7. Here's what we're going to be doing. There's going to be food, drinks, and a Miss Twin Peaks contest.
What?
I was once asked to judge the Miss Twin Peaks contest.
Oh, yeah?
And I felt...
You wore sweatpants, and everyone was like, wow, we know who won.
Light gray sweatpants.
Yeah, make it weird.
Really weird. And there'll be Gold Cup games. They'll be playing on their wall, on their wall-to-wall TV. So we'll be out there next Tuesday, June 18th, 4 to 7, Twin Peaks. Kirby, please join us at that episode. Now. Back to previously scheduled programming.
Yes.
So we were talking about the Warriors and what their team might or might not look like next year. The Raptors are in a bit of a different pickle because I don't think Kawhi Leonard, based on his conversations last night, I don't think Kawhi Leonard's coming back to Toronto. When he says, this is a really good building block for them.
For them?
You mean for us? It's like as soon as the game was over, he took off his jersey, handed it to Drake, and left. He's like, I'm out of here.
Oh.
But he just doesn't seem like – and you know what? I don't necessarily blame him. I mean, if you're Kawhi – and by the way, Kawhi's a really weird dude, so he may not realize
Very
this.
Very weird.
But I assume Kawhi understands that the reason that there's a championship trophy now in Toronto is Kawhi Leonard. And it's not like there's other pieces around Kawhi that are so great because he's now been the best player on two different NBA championship teams, like they're in different franchises. So I think he understands now. I mean, anyone who doubts that Kawhi Leonard is one of the best players in the NBA at this point is just fooling themselves.
You weren't, yeah, I don't know what you were watching. But now I will say this. He kind of disappeared in the last 5 minutes of that game last night. If it was Van Vliet, to me, you could make a real case for that kid being the finals MVP. When they needed him the most, he was there, knocked down some big shots last night. Defensively, you know, he was asked to guard some pretty
Kawhi is always asked to guard the best guy.
I get it, but, you know,
he's the best two-way player in the game.
5 minutes left, and you're wondering where Kawhi was.
Yeah,
and a really important game on the road. But I'm not suggesting that that diminishes who Kawhi Leonard is in the NBA. I'm just saying I didn't know. That was one of my observations was, man, where is he right now? He's really not doing much. Van Vliet stepped up big, and Siakam stepped up big.
That's a fact. That said, even though he, if you want to say, disappeared in the last 5 minutes, I mean, he still had a pretty damn good game.
Yep.
And
no doubt.
I mean, every game he was pretty damn good. I don't think that Kawhi had a bad game in the series. In was he the best player on the? Or was he the best scorer on the floor last night? No. Was he the most efficient guy on the floor last night? No, he missed a bunch of three-pointers. And he was good, not great last night. Kyle Lowry was probably better than him last night. But I still contend that dude, the way he plays both sides of the ball, he's the most valuable guy on that team. Let's face it.
No doubt. I'm not arguing that point at all.
If Van Vliet's not there, the Raptors still win a title. If Kyle Lowry's not there, the Raptors probably still win a title. If Kawhi Leonard's not there, the Raptors aren't even in that series. They're not invited to the party.
No, but I'm talking about finals MVP. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the long-term franchise.
Yeah, I'm just saying
here.
Finals MVP. I think you could have made a really good case for Van Vliet as finals MVP.
I guess. I mean, he's a guy. I think there were. I mean, some of those games he played under 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, it's he's a role player.
Did you notice that it was interesting with about 3 or 4 minutes left to go, Gasol's out, and they go with an all-defensive team to just kind of hold the lead with what little lead they had. And I was like, wow, I really like that Nurse went with – it was – who was it? It was Siakam and Van Vliet was on the floor. You had Lowry. You had Kawhi and Ibaka all on the floor. I thought, wow, that's a really smart move defensively. Like, you don't have much of a lead, but you realize that this 3 minutes –
every point matters.
And this 3 minutes, like, this is the difference between a championship – and having to go back home and try to win again. So
no
I thought it was for as much crap as he got for the no-call timeout and all that, I thought a move like that was really smart on his part.
Agreed.
But
now, if Kawhi Leonard's not back next year, the Raptors might as well hit reset on the whole thing. They're not a championship contender anymore. They just aren't. It's amazing what they've done because – and I didn't know this fact until last night. There's not a single lottery pick on that team. Not a single guy got picked in the early first round on that team, which in today's NBA, it's just unheard of.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It's really unheard of. So Kawhi was the highest draft pick, and he's like 15 or 16.
I was going to say, was he 16?
So that's the highest guy you've got draft. I mean, you got undrafted guy. Van Vliet's undrafted.
Yep.
You know, you've got these guys are – this is a team of grinders, and Kawhi is the best example of him. He's the king of the grinders.
Yeah.
He's not flashy. He's absolutely in the conversation now for best player in the league. And I mean, he's in the conversation now for at least for his position. You could argue he's one of the top five threes of all time.
Oh. Without a doubt. I mean, without a doubt. When you make a list of the best players on the planet, I saw somebody that was like, oh, I think after the finals, we all know now, it's LeBron, Durant, Harden, Kawhi. And then I was like, ooh.
If you think James Harden's a better basketball player than Kawhi Leonard, you have red underwear on. 100%.
I was to me, Kawhi Leonard's one of the three best players on the planet.
I still don't understand people who think that James Harden's a better player than Steph Curry. There's skins on the wall for one of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, that's true. But James Harden doesn't have a Klay Thompson or.
Oh, James Harden
like
never
that.
Played with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and still didn't get
it
done.
Sixth man. He was coming off the bench at that time.
He was coming off the bench, getting the third most minutes on the team. Don't give me the sixth man. Third most minutes on the team.
Well, I mean, how much blame does Durant and Westbrook get in that?
They can have it too. Durant had to come find Steph Curry before he could win a championship. So that should be more credit for Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But I think at this point.
They didn't win it without Durant this year.
They didn't.
But they had Steph.
They didn't. But I will say I think that Kawhi Leonard is going to start finally getting some of his due.
He should.
And it's well deserved.
Did you see how much money he's leaving on the table if he does not re-sign with the Raptors?
It's a good amount.
$70 million.
Does Kawhi Leonard strike you as a guy who's out buying Ferraris and vacation homes in Switzerland?
They said, I don't know who it was.
I feel like Kawhi Leonard drives like a Ford Explorer with like.
Yeah, he's like Van Gundy. He just
some pretty nice rims. And
no, they said his first year after signing his first multi-million dollar contract is he drove the car that he had for like a whole year and lived with his mom. I was reading about his eccentric, you know, how eccentric he is.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a weird guy. So
no, I don't think he plays for the
money.
You
know what it was? It was an article about, I think everybody's looking at Kawhi the wrong way because everybody in Toronto was like, yo, I'll give you free haircuts for the life of your contract. I'll give you free real estate services. Everybody in Toronto was throwing free stuff at him. They said he could eat, live, and do all these things for free for the life of his contract. And they're like, Kawhi doesn't care about any of that. That's the problem. Is he such a weirdo in an eccentric way? He doesn't care that you're going to give him anything free. He doesn't value money. He values other things. So I still, at the end of the day, you're hard pressed to find a guy that just looks at $70 million and goes, I don't care. But Kawhi might be that guy.
Kawhi might be that guy. And there are people out there. I mean, Tom Brady's never took the max money.
Well, that's true, and he's always deferred so that his football team has the right players around him.
So, Kawhi. I think there's something to he wants to choose where he gets to play, and this will be the first time he's really had a choice.
he's a SoCal guy.
I keep hearing the Clippers, and I heard Charlie today say I think maybe Joel said it too. If the Clippers get Kawhi, they should be the favorites to win the title. I don't know if I'm going that far, but they're for sure an interesting team if they get Kawhi. They're for sure a legit contender.
I think it makes them one of the two or three best teams in the NBA.
I don't know. I think you can eliminate
You can eliminate this year's champion.
Yeah.
So now you
probably eliminate the Warriors.
Yeah, and now you look in because they're going to lose one of their guys.
Although who the Warriors?
Yeah, they're going to lose Durant or Thompson.
Well, they're not going to have Durant next year for sure.
Well, unless he opts in and we do what he says.
But he's not playing next year.
Oh, that's true.
Even if he's signed,
that's
not playing.
That's
but true. And they'll have half a year. They'll have half a year with Klay. Mm-hmm. But I'm not in the business of betting against them, saying, "Oh, a team with Steph and Draymond can't contend."
Yeah.
I believe they can because I think Steph's that good. But, you know, I do think the rest of the league comes back a little bit, but I don't think the rest of the Clippers are so good that suddenly I'm like, I mean, they were the 8 seed this year.
They're the 8 seed. But
barely made the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent on that team, though, and I think that they're full of role players and they needed some leadership. They don't have a stud. They don't have a superstar. And if you can add the right star to that mix.
Yeah.
I mean,
any team that gets Kawhi is going to be a contender.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just Kawhi's now in that KD, LeBron James conversation where if he's on the team, that team's a team to watch.
Well, I mean, Toronto didn't have a big three. We always talk about now in basketball the big threes.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a big three on the Clippers, but he's going to have a guy who can D up in Beverly and Montrezl Harrell who brings some energy. There's a lot of really good role players on that Clippers team that I think complement what he does.
They just didn't have a score.
They didn't have a legitimate score. So I think it makes them one of the two or three, at least in the West, if not in the NBA.
This is the other thing about Kawhi. Go look at Kawhi's career and tell me how many times he's played a full season, an injury-free season.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a hint. It doesn't happen. And he only played 60 games this year. So when everybody was bitching about, oh, he shouldn't be on second team. And is he one of the five best players in the league? Yeah.
Yes.
But So is LeBron James. LeBron James didn't play enough games to be first-team All-NBA.
Yeah.
Kawhi didn't play enough games. He played three-quarters of the games. That's not enough.
Yeah.
To say, oh, well, I mean, Paul George had a phenomenal year, and he was deserving. Now, had Kawhi played 75 games, 77 games, he would have been first-team, and nobody would have said anything. But this is a guy who's, over the course of his career, has not been healthy, you know, consistently. So, I don't know. I think the Clippers would be good with him. I don't know that they'd be suddenly my favorite to win the title.
I wouldn't say they'd be the favorite to win the title.
I honestly think the team to watch next year in the West is Portland. They got a lot better this year, and I don't see them getting worse.
I said if Damian Lillard and that team could make a deep run, you might see Dame be the odds-on favorite to win the MVP next year. Because in the NBA, there's a lot of, oh, it's his turn, it's his turn. Like James had his turn. It was Giannis Antetokounmpo's turn to win the MVP. So you could see that team with an MVP candidate.
It wouldn't shock
making
me.
Some noise.
The one thing I'll say about Lillard is the guy that he doesn't. I don't want to say he plays no defense. He's not very good defensively. That said, James Harden and Steph Curry have won MVPs recently,
and they're not
very good defensively either. Yeah. So it can happen, but especially I think people now are starting to look at guys like Kawhi and say, man, this is what a great player looks like. Giannis, guys who play both ways super effectively, which is why I think a guy like Klay Thompson is still so valuable, because that's a guy who can show up one night and score 50 points all while holding the other team's best player. I think it's if you have a guy like that, you hold on to him. The Raptors, unfortunately, are in a position where they don't really have the choice. It's not their call.
Yeah. A lot of teams are going to find themselves in that position.
Yep.
So.
All right, Barry, tell me how I can save money on gas.
Talk
to your car.
You know,
it's the worst commercial ever, by the way.
It's their national commercial.
Oh.
I didn't write it, okay?
I'm just paying the price at the pump like everybody else.
Do you write Do you write your reads?
Who does
do
the
you
voice?
Write your commercials?
No.
Okay. You just do the script.
Who does the voice for the car?
I can't divulge that.
I want to know.
I can't divulge that information.
Is it Juggalo Trey?
No.
Is it you?
I can't divulge that information.
I think it's you.
Hey, guys, if you're out there looking at money, shut your mouth.
If you're out there looking at money,
look at
this is how you're starting the read?
Looking for money.
If you're out there looking at money. Oh.
You know what?
Try again.
3, 2, scene.
Back to the big show.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, if you're going to stop and grab some food on the way home, I have a way that you can put some cash back in your pocket while grabbing a bite to eat. It's called Get Upside, man. I'm telling you, AJ uses Get Upside for as much grief as he wants to give me. He's a user. I'm a user. Nick uses it. Like, a lot of folks are getting on this Get Upside bandwagon. I want you to do that, too. Go download it right now. It's completely free. When you download it, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill-up. You're going to get extra cash back on top of the cash back you would normally already be getting. And you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you use the app. There's no, like, caps or anything like that. It all just depends on what business is offering you what cash back offers. And the cool thing is it's so easy to use. You just open the app, pull up a map, and it shows you all of the gas stations or restaurants in your area that have cash back offers. As far as the food goes, up to 35% cash back. And, yes, there are restaurants in our area that are offering 35%. In fact, somebody told me, hey, there's a Wendy's right by me where you can get 35%. Now, I'm no math major, but go to Wendy's a couple times and get 35% cash back. And you do that three times, you're eating for free, basically. That's a free meal. That's 100% over the life of three meals. Go check it out right now. Download GetUpside. Put it on your phone. It's completely free. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, And we are live at Big City Wings on Rayford up in the Spring area.
The hood.
Yeah.
My hood.
It's actually nice. And I'm going to – pro tip here, yep. I found today because I used the old Waze to get here. I've never been to this location before. And I was like, man, if you get on Rayford at 45 –
oh, huge mistake.
It's a long haul. I just took 99 until the Rayford exit, and it's actually a pretty short little jaunt.
Yeah, don't go to 45 in Rayford. Now you're going through construction and all those awful things.
Yeah.
Take the Hardy, exit 99, you're good to go. Or exit, you can exit Riley Fuzzle as well. But
I just got I got on 99 close to my house and took that.
99 is the play, for sure.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Okay.
Jerry, that's when you... There we go.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Footloose.
Different Kevin Bacon, I think.
Dang it.
This guy's 55 years old. And he sideswiped a Vermont state police officer.
Okay.
Not good. That's a crime.
Yeah, that's...
A cruiser was in the middle of a stop, and he struck the police car, drove for a short distance, then stopped his vehicle, and fled the scene of the crash. He was found shortly thereafter and arrested. An investigation then followed to see, was he a distracted driver? And the answer was yes. What do you think would distract a 55-year-old man in Vermont driving a 2016 Chevrolet Spark?
A Spark?
Mm-hmm.
What is a Spark?
I have no idea.
55, I'm going to say beer.
Nope. He was searching for something on his telephone.
MILF porn.
Nope. That would be more... I mean, when you look at this picture, you would say, oh, yeah, porn, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's not.
That mustache screams porn.
He was looking for a very specific episode of Saved by the Bell. Apparently... So Saved by the Bell is a show that a lot of people my age were very into.
Yeah, and I never was.
And I never really understood the appeal of it.
But I wasn't a Saved by the Bell guy.
No, it's a very popular show. Tyler watches. He still watches
it. Yeah.
And that's cool. I just don't know a lot about it, so I haven't seen a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I know who some of the people are.
Like, Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah, I know her.
Right. Zach. Don't know his last name. Zach, though.
Zach Morris, because I always see on the internet Zach Morris's trash videos.
Okay.
And there's Screech, who went on to star in Pornography.
And the stand-up comic, who's awful. Nope, I didn't say that out loud.
You're not allowed to say other comics are horrible,
right? I know. I messed up.
Like
there.
Your boy
now
Joe
I'm
Bates?
Now I'm never going to open. Now I'm never
going to
open
for Joe
Screech.
Bates either.
Well, that'd be all right. I'm not going to open for Screech, though. That's a crushing blow.
The girl from Striptease is in that show.
She's hot.
And Mario Lopez, who's like, I mean, he's all over the place, like extra. And
he's hot.
He's famous now.
Oh, famous. That's
he went on to
with.
Be famous.
Okay, we're going with famous.
But there's apparently an episode called Screech's Spaghetti Sauce, which was from season 5. And
I don't want to know anymore, do I?
Well, the gang produces a television show for communications class with the sauce Screech makes during the cookery segment proving a hit. They decide to market it, and Screech gains a girlfriend, but he refuses to believe she is using him.
Oh. This
so that's what happened in the episode.
Okay.
He really wanted to see that while driving. Here's a screenshot from said episode.
Screech-a-mia!
It looks very, very good. And the curly mullet on Mario Lopez.
That is very Roadhouse-ish.
Really is.
That's a very Roadhouse Patrick Swayze mullet right
Except
there.
Except this happened like 10 years after Roadhouse.
Well, I'm just saying he could have been a bouncer at the Roadhouse.
Could have been. And so he's been issued a citation for texting while driving and gross negligent operation of a vehicle and leaving the scene of a crash.
And terrible taste in TV shows.
And that is
That's your Zadok felony.
Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I was 90% sure that wasn't going to be kid-friendly.
Why wouldn't
when
it be?
You said this old man with that mustache was on his phone looking for something and distracted, I was like,
he
this
was
is probably going to be like nudes of Betty White or something inappropriate.
He was looking for that episode of Saved by the Bell, my favorite episode.
That's it. Your favorite episode.
Yes.
When you like Screech's sauce.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever had Screech's sauce? Have you ever
special sauce?
Have you ever tasted Screech's sauce?
No.
Okay.
It's a made-up sauce in a television show, Barry.
Not real.
It's not real.
Fair
not,
point.
The sauce in his pornographic video, different conversation. That was real. That
Fair
was
point.
Real.
That was real sauce. Screech a me.
That was too salty for my taste.
We were doing so
no,
good.
No, the spaghetti sauce. Like
the Screech a me?
Screech a me, yeah.
Hey, it's a too salty.
It's too salty for my palate. I need to use a fresher tomato. The crushed red pepper.
You sound... Now you switch to like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter halfway
no,
through that.
No, that's...
You're Italian.
That's my John Granato impersonation.
Is it?
Hey, John Granato.
Italian golfer, female Italian golfer food. New thing on the Blitz.
The only Italian golfers I know are Francisco Molinari.
Uh-huh.
And John Granato. Hey, hey, John Granato. I like the sauce.
Oh, I don't know what to say at this point. You're on your own.
That's okay. That's okay. Whenever you're uncomfortable on the show today,
yeah,
I want you to remember that the alternative was working with Joel.
You're so mean.
You're the one who came in today and was like, oh, my
no,
God, thank God I don't have to work with Joel.
Liar.
That's God, the first thing you said.
I hate you so much.
Tyler, he said that, right?
Yeah,
Tyler, he said that. He said, oh, thank God I don't have to work with Joel today.
Oh, my God. Do you understand what my Monday is going to be like now because of you?
I don't.
I'm just turning my phone off right now. Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Big City Wings on Rayford Road in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on the Blitz, and no Fred Fowler, if you haven't noticed. If you're just showing up, Fred Fowler's not here. He's in Vegas playing poker. Last I heard, he's surviving. I don't know if he's still surviving, but he was.
It's been a very up-and-down week for him so far.
Why is that?
Well, because he was almost out. It's like
I don't think he was ever almost out.
I think he was short-stacked, though. Right,
I think he was just under the average stack. At
oh, okay.
And then he hit a couple big hands last night before the break. And
gotcha.
He finished up strong. But he'll be back in a couple weeks. He won't be here next week at all. And then he'll be back, I think, Tuesday of the week after that.
Okay.
I got a bunch of people filling in. A bunch of people, more famous people than Barry.
Oh, better than me, I hope.
Much better
oh,
than
good.
You.
Oh, good. Okay, very good.
Much better than you.
I mean, you could have stopped at the first one.
I thought about asking Joel to do a show with
Ooh,
me.
Ooh, that would be good.
But doesn't Joel usually, like, he has to go home and take on kid duty after the show, right?
Oh, no.
Because doesn't his wife go to bed at, like, 7 o'clock at night?
That may be true.
That may be
so she's not like,
but
hey.
But you're his boss. She'd be like, hey, buddy, you got to work late.
Like today, I asked you to do this show because I knew it would be easy for you.
Yeah.
I try to make, I'm a good boss who tries to make things easy on my guys.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to make Joel's life easy by not having to
by
work.
By putting him on the blitz for.
No, that's why I didn't put him on the blitz.
Oh.
I figured it wouldn't be easy for him.
Okay.
And plus, I still kind of feel like Joel doesn't like me.
Do you need me to confirm that? Because I can go ahead and do that right now.
I don't need you to. I pretty much know.
I mean, your text tells you.
I'll let you know. That's about right. All right. Hour number three coming up. Two in the rear, one.
Nope. You not. Nope.
One in the hand.
I'm not going to allow. This is copyrighted.
One in the hand, two in the bush.
You're stealing copyrighted material, my friend.
Two in the.
We'll see you in court. The big show versus.
Two in the. Too big
the
in the
medium
big.
Show. No. There's no.
Bumps.
No.
Lovely lady humps.
No. It's not a black eyed peas.
Windshield. Gas tank. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.